Sandra Brown's Low Pressure has captivated millions with its perfect blend of psychological suspense and sizzling romance. This New York Times bestseller, which spent weeks on the bestseller lists in 2012, showcases Brown's masterful ability to weave complex characters into a tapestry of secrets, lies, and unexpected passion. Celebrities like Reese Witherspoon have praised Brown's talent for creating strong female protagonists who find themselves in extraordinary circumstances. What makes Low Pressure particularly compelling is how it explores the fallibility of memory and the devastating consequences of buried truths. As one of America's most successful thriller writers, with over 80 million books in print worldwide, Brown continues to prove why she's considered the queen of romantic suspense, delivering stories that keep readers turning pages long into the night. Bellamy Price never wanted fame. As the successful author of Low Pressure, a fictionalized account of her sister's murder, she thought she could hide behind her pen name, TJ David, while processing her trauma through writing. But when relentless tabloid reporter Rocky Van Durbin exposes her true identity through a front-page expo, Bellamy's carefully constructed world begins to crumble. The exposure not only thrusts her into unwanted publicity, but also resurrects painful memories she'd spent 18 years trying to bury, memories that still wake her in cold sweats at night. The story opens with Bellamy receiving a horrifying gift at her Atlanta home, a carefully wrapped box containing a live rat and a note warning her to back off, making it clear someone is deeply disturbed by her novel. This sinister warning arrives exactly 1 week after Van Durbin's article, and it's just the beginning of a calculated campaign of terror. Anonymous phone calls follow, along with vandalism to her car and cryptic messages suggesting the official version of events surrounding her sister's death is built on lies. These escalating threats force Bellamy to confront the truth about what really happened 18 years ago at a Memorial Day barbecue when her sister Susan was murdered during an F4 tornado that devastated Austin, Texas. Desperate to understand who's threatening her and why, Bellamy makes a fateful decision to charter a private flight back to Texas, where the answers to her sister's murder still lie buried. The pilot turns out to be Denton Carter, the very man who dated her sister and became the prime suspect in her murder. Though ultimately cleared of charges due to lack of evidence, Dent has spent nearly 2 decades living under the shadow of suspicion, watching his aviation business suffer and relationships crumble because of lingering doubts. He's furious to discover his passenger is the woman who dredged up the past for profit, potentially destroying the semblance of normalcy he's managed to rebuild. Their initial meeting in the small airport hangar crackles with tension and mutual distrust. Dent confronts Bellamy about her book, his voice raw with barely contained anger as he demands to know why she wrote it. Her answer, that she needed to expunge the traumatic events that have haunted her since childhood, does little to soothe his resentment over having his life upended once again. Despite their animosity, circumstances soon force these two wounded souls into an uneasy alliance, as it becomes clear someone is determined to silence Bellamy permanently. Strange accidents begin to multiply, cut brake lines, tampered medications, and near-fatal mishaps that can't be dismissed as coincidence. When Bellamy returns home to find her house vandalized with pages of her novel torn to confetti and a threatening message painted on her bedroom wall, the danger becomes impossible to ignore. Despite her reluctance to involve Dent, his own plane is vandalized the next day, making it clear they're both targets of someone's rage. The investigation leads them to confront painful questions about the past. What really happened to Susan Liston that fateful day? Was Alan Strickland, the man convicted and later murdered in prison, truly guilty? Or has the real killer been walking free for 18 years? As they dig deeper, Bellamy makes a shocking confession to Dent. She has no memory of crucial hours during the day of the murder. "I can't remember," she admits tearfully. "For 18 years, I've tried to bridge the gap, but that span of time is blocked out in my memory." This revelation suggests something far more disturbing than Bellamy had imagined. She may have witnessed her sister's murder, with her mind blocking the traumatic memory as a form of self-protection. The amnesia that once seemed like a blessing now becomes their greatest obstacle. What secrets lie hidden in Bellamy's subconscious? And who would kill to ensure those memories remain buried forever? Dent's protective instincts kick in despite his lingering resentment, especially after they're confronted by tabloid reporter Van Durbin, who taunts them with an unsettling question. Did they send the right guy to the pen for murdering your sister? This question becomes the catalyst that drives them deeper into an investigation that will uncover family secrets, professional misconduct, and a web of deception spanning nearly two decades. Susan Leiston emerges as the novel's most enigmatic character, a beautiful young woman whose sexuality and manipulative nature affected everyone around her. Through conversations with Dent and later with Bellamy's stepbrother, Stephen, we learn that Susan was far more complex than the innocent victim portrayed in Bellamy's book. Dent reveals that he and Susan had a volatile relationship, frequently fighting over his passion for flying. On the day of her murder, they had argued bitterly when he chose flying with his mentor, Gull, over escorting her to the Memorial Day barbecue. Susan's ominous parting words, that she'd rather die than play second fiddle to that nasty old man, would haunt Dent for years to come. The investigation takes a darker turn when Stephen reveals Susan's most disturbing secret. She had sexually tormented him for years, sneaking into his room at night, exposing herself, and mocking his confused responses as he struggled with his sexuality. This harassment began on their parents' wedding day and continued relentlessly, creating a powerful motive for murder that the original investigation overlooked. "Susan sexually tormented me for years," Stephen confesses, his voice hollow with old pain. This revelation forces Bellamy to reconsider everything she thought she knew about her sister and the dynamics within their blended family. It also explains Stephen's emotional withdrawal and his inability to fully accept or give love, wounds that have shaped his entire adult life. As more layers of Susan's life are peeled away, it becomes clear that nearly everyone in her orbit had reason to want her gone. Her provocative dancing with Alan Strickland at the barbecue, her cruel treatment of Stephen, her volatile relationship with Dent, all point to a young woman who used her sexuality as a weapon, leaving damaged relationships in her wake. The search for truth leads Bellamy and Dent to former detective Dale Moody, the man who led the original murder investigation. Now living as a recluse, Moody is haunted by doubts about the case and drowning his guilt in alcohol. When confronted, he makes a stunning confession. He never truly believed Alan Strickland was guilty. Moody reveals that the investigation was compromised from the start. Prosecutor Rupert Rube Collier was desperate for a conviction in the high-profile case, and when they couldn't crack Dent's alibi, they turned their attention to Alan Strickland as an easier target. Most damning of all, Moody discloses that Ray Strickland's car accident before his brother's trial wasn't an accident at all. Rupe had arranged for someone to deliberately crash into him, preventing testimony that could have created reasonable doubt. "I never believed Alan Strickland killed Susan," Moody admits, his voice heavy with regret. "But we were desperate to solve the case, and he was an easier target than Dent." This corruption of justice set in motion a chain of events that would ultimately lead to Alan's murder in prison and his brother Ray's 18-year quest for revenge. Moody produces a hidden copy of the complete murder case file, documents he secretly preserved after Rupe had the originals destroyed. These records contain crucial details about the crime that were never made public, including the fact that Susan was likely struck from behind before being strangled with her own underwear. The investigation takes an even more sinister turn when they learn that Ray Strickland has been stalking Bellamy since her book was published. Ray blames her for dishonoring his brother's memory and is determined to make her pay. His violent attacks escalate from vandalism to attempted murder, culminating in the killing of Detective Moody and a final confrontation at the Liston estate. In the midst of their investigation, Bellamy and Dent's professional relationship evolves into a deeper connection. Their initial friction gives way to understanding as they recognize their shared experiences with trauma and loss. Both carry emotional wounds, Dent from his damaged reputation and lost aviation career, Bellamy from her sister's tragic death and its lasting psychological impact. Bellamy reveals that her sister's death profoundly affected her emotional development. As an adolescent processing the tragedy, she developed protective psychological barriers, believing that emotional vulnerability invited danger. Though she pursued relationships and marriage, she maintained emotional distance, which ultimately led to her divorce. "For 18 years, I've been living behind walls," she confides in Dent. "I convinced myself that opening up to others was too risky, that it had cost my sister everything." Dent's emotional guardedness stems from an emotionally distant upbringing and the social isolation he experienced after being connected to Susan's case. He protected himself by keeping relationships superficial, avoiding deeper emotional investments that might lead to hurt. Their growing connection creates an underlying tension throughout the investigation, eventually leading to meaningful encounters that help Bellamy overcome her long-held fears. Dent shares a transformative memory from his youth, his first time piloting an aircraft, when a shaft of sunlight broke through the clouds, offering him a profound sense of freedom from his troubled home life. This moment of openness allows Bellamy to understand the sensitive person beneath his stern exterior. "This connection with you feels like a new beginning," Bellamy tells him, marking their mutual journey toward emotional healing. As Howard Liston's health rapidly deteriorates in the hospital, he makes a surprising deathbed request to Bellamy. He wants her to determine if Alan Strickland truly killed Susan. Howard reveals he's harbored deep doubts all these years, haunted by inconsistencies in the case that never aligned with what he knew of Alan's character. This request becomes even more poignant after Howard's death, as Bellamy is consumed by guilt, feeling she's failed her father by not providing answers before he passed. The weight of his final wish drives her to pursue the truth with renewed determination. The final pieces of the puzzle come together during a violent thunderstorm at the Liston estate. As lightning illuminates the darkened house in stark flashes, Bellamy studies an old family photograph taken just weeks before Susan's death, troubled by something in the image she can't quite identify, a detail that seems to float just beyond her conscious grasp. The approaching storm mirrors the weather from that fateful day, with similar barometric pressure drops and wind patterns triggering visceral flashbacks to the tornado. Each crack of thunder makes her increasingly anxious, her hands trembling as she examines the photograph. When lightning strikes a nearby oak tree, the thunderclap causes her to drop the heavy silver frame, shattering the protective glass. As she carefully removes the photograph from the broken frame, Bellamy notices markings on its back that prompt her to retrieve the police file containing tornado aftermath photos. Examining them side by side with the family portrait, something clicks in her mind, a connection she's missed for 18 years. The memory crashes through her mental barriers. Olivia, her stepmother, standing over Susan's crumpled body, her floral print blouse missing its silk tie, her hands trembling as she looked down at what she'd done. The shocking recollection breaks through her long-standing amnesia, revealing the truth she suppressed since childhood. When confronted in the storm-darkened house, Olivia initially tries to deny it, but eventually crumbles under the weight of her guilt. She confesses to killing Susan after discovering her sexual relationship with Stephen, Olivia's husband. Susan had taunted her about their affair, calling Olivia old and suggesting Stephen preferred younger women. In a blind rage, Olivia had struck her stepdaughter with a fallen tree limb before strangling her with the tie from her own blouse. The confession culminates in another tragedy. Bellamy discovers Olivia has slashed her wrists in the upstairs bathroom, unable to bear living with her guilt any longer. As Bellamy frantically calls for emergency services, Ray Strickland makes his final desperate move. Having followed her to the house, he attacks her in a last vengeful attempt to make someone pay for his brother's wrongful imprisonment and death. The climactic confrontation in the rain-lashed house brings all the story threads together. Ray's misguided vendetta against the Listons, Olivia's terrible secret, and Dent's timely arrival to save Bellamy's assault. The truth finally emerges in full, posthumously clearing Alan Strickland's name and exposing how Rupe Collier's corruption and prejudice had led to an innocent man's conviction. The storm that began this tragedy 18 years ago finds its echo in this final tempest, where long-buried secrets finally surface in the flash of lightning and the roll of thunder. The epilogue finds Bellamy and Dent 1 week after these dramatic events, their relationship delicately unfurling in the aftermath of trauma. Bellamy has made the difficult but necessary decision to sell her family home, a Victorian mansion filled with echoing footsteps and shadows of memories too heavy to carry forward. As she sorts through decades of family possessions, each item tells a story of both loss and survival. When Bellamy finally confronts Dent about his conspicuous absence over the past week, their conversation reveals the deeper wounds they both carry. Dent, sitting on her front porch with tension visible in his shoulders, struggles to articulate his fears about commitment. His hands shake slightly as he speaks, betraying the cost of his honesty. "I've never been half of something," he admits, his voice rough with emotion. "I'm afraid I'll hurt you. My work, my lifestyle, it's always been easier to keep people at arm's length." This confession marks a turning point for the usually stoic detective, showing how deeply Bellamy has affected him. Their reconciliation unfolds gradually, with both acknowledging their shared fears and individual struggles. Bellamy speaks of her journey to embrace her sexuality without shame, describing how the weight of past trauma had colored every relationship attempt. Dent, in turn, reveals how his career investigating humanity's darkest impulses had convinced him he wasn't capable of maintaining a lasting connection. As they make love again, the physical intimacy reflects their emotional breakthrough. Dent notices the transformation in Bellamy's eyes, no longer clouded by sadness, but bright with possibility. "That's because I'm deliriously happy," she tells him, her smile reaching those transformed eyes. His response, "Then that makes two of us," carries the weight of their shared journey, acknowledging it took a week and 18 years to find their way to each other. Low Pressure concludes with a powerful message about the healing power of truth and the courage required to confront it. The novel demonstrates how trauma creates pressure that can either crush or transform, much like carbon under extreme conditions becoming diamond. Only by facing their past demons, Bellamy's suppressed memories, and Dent's fear of vulnerability, can they break free from old patterns. Their hard-won connection proves strong enough to withstand scrutiny, judgment, and the ghosts of their respective pasts, suggesting that true healing often requires both personal courage and the willingness to trust another person with our deepest wounds. Throughout Low Pressure, secrets function as both weapons and shields. Every character carries them, using concealment as a means of self-preservation while underestimating the destructive power of buried truths. Bellamy's decision to fictionalize her family's tragedy in her novel represents her first attempt to control these secrets, to reshape them into something she could manage. Yet this act of creative control backfires spectacularly, unleashing forces that had been dormant for nearly two decades. Her most significant secret, her repressed memory of witnessing Olivia kill Susan, protected her psyche but prevented justice from being served. Stephen's secret about Susan's sexual abuse explains his emotional distance and inability to maintain close relationships. His shame and confusion led him to cut ties with his past, including Bellamy, whom he genuinely loved as a sister. When he finally reveals this secret, it's both devastating and liberating, allowing him to acknowledge the trauma that shaped his life while creating the possibility of healing. Olivia's secret is perhaps the most destructive of all. Her murder of Susan and subsequent silence sent an innocent man to prison, fractured her family, and poisoned her marriage to Howard. Though she presented herself as the perfect wife and mother, her guilt manifested in her overprotectiveness toward Howard and her coldness toward Dent, whom she scapegoated to deflect suspicion from herself. Even secondary characters like Rupe Collier and Dale Moody are corrupted by secrets, Their professional misconduct and pursuing a conviction at any cost led to years of guilt and paranoia. Moody's decision to preserve the case files represented his first step toward redemption, though it came too late to save Alan Strickland. The novel suggests that secrets, no matter how deeply buried, eventually demand recognition, whether through Bellamy's recovered memories, Ray's vengeful campaign, or Olivia's final confession, the truth finds its way to the surface. Only by confronting these secrets can the characters begin to heal from the wounds of the past and move toward authentic connections with others. Low Pressure ultimately delivers a powerful message about the healing power of truth. The pressure that builds throughout the novel, from Ray's escalating threats to Bellamy's recovering memories, creates an environment where secrets can no longer be contained. This pressure, while dangerous and frightening, ultimately serves a redemptive purpose by forcing characters to confront their pasts and make peace with their demons. Like a pressure cooker releasing steam, the truth must eventually find its way to the surface. For Bellamy, discovering the truth about Susan's murder allows her to finally put her sister to rest and break free from the sexual repression that has limited her life. Her journey from selective amnesia to full awareness mirrors the novel's central theme that buried truths will eventually resurface. The recovery of her memories, though traumatic, becomes the key to her emotional liberation, allowing her to understand not just what happened to Susan, but also how that event shaped her own patterns of behavior and relationships. Dent's character arc demonstrates how false accusations can create a prison of their own. The truth clears his name completely and gives him permission to move beyond the identity of murder suspect that has defined him for so long. His experience highlights how a single lie can reshape someone's entire existence, affecting their career prospects, personal relationships, and sense of self-worth. Through Dent, the novel explores how vindication through truth can restore not just reputation, but fundamental human dignity. Even Ray Strickland, misguided as his vendetta was, sought a form of truth, vindication for his brother who died in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Though his methods were violent and ultimately self-destructive, his core motivation stemmed from a legitimate grievance against a corrupted justice system. His character serves as a dark mirror, showing how the pursuit of truth, when twisted by rage and revenge, can become as destructive as the original lies. The novel suggests that while truth may be painful, it is ultimately less destructive than deception. Olivia's suicide represents the final cost of her years of living a lie, the pressure of maintaining her secret finally becoming too great to bear. Her tragic end serves as a stark warning about the psychological toll of maintaining long-term deceptions, showing how lies can become a form of slow poison to the soul. In contrast, Bellamy and Dent's relationship, built on painful honesty and mutual vulnerability, offers the promise of healing and a future unburdened by the weight of the past. As they embrace at the novel's end, they represent the possibility of redemption through truth, that acknowledging our darkest moments and greatest fears can lead not to destruction, but to connection and ultimately to love. Their journey suggests that truth, while sometimes painful in its revelation, creates the foundation for authentic relationships and genuine emotional freedom. The novel ultimately argues that only by facing our truths, no matter how difficult, can we hope to find genuine peace and connection with others.